I'd like to call this July 3rd meeting of the Health, Human Services, and Human Rights Committee to order. And I will begin by entertaining a motion to approve the June 5th meeting minutes. Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Corcoran. Any discussion on the June 5th minutes? Seeing no discussion, I will call for the vote. All those in favor of approving the June 5th minutes? Any opposed? All right, those are approved. Cool. So we'll jump right into resolutions. Resolution number 343, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $19,500, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Jewish Family Services of Ulster County through the Office for the Aging. And I see that we have Deputy Director Riley here. Do you want to give us just a quick background on this contract?
Sure. This is our a volunteer transportation contract. We've been working with Jewish Family Services for years. The original contract was a hefty amount, and so over the years we've extended it several times without adding any additional money. Right now, as we're coming towards the second half of this year, we all the rides have been increased, and the number of clients we're serving has increased, and we're going to be short, so we needed to add additional money to the contract. We do have that funding in our budget.
Great. Any questions from the committee? I'm curious, the increase, was that expected? Is this atypical for other years? Is the demand for this, for the transportation services changing?
We changed, the policy changed a little bit where we're allowing seniors to have more than one ride a week if needed, like to dialysis and that type of thing. We were also allowing them to call us in a shorter time span than we used to allow. So we are serving
What's the percent increase that you think we would see here?
I think it's like tripled.
Because,
you know, with COVID, you know, it kind of all dropped off. So we've been trying to build it back up. So we are in the process of actually advertising for more drivers and help.
Is this currently limited by our workforce capacity? Like, do we not have enough drivers right now to service this?
They're all volunteer drivers.
Okay, so... I guess what I'm trying to say is there more demand than we can fulfill right now?
Yes, we need more. Yeah, we need to. We're looking for more volunteers.
Okay. Is it typically a challenge finding volunteers?
Yes, it has been.
Do you find that there's a trend in that? Is that getting more or less challenging?
Really working on getting the word out there that we need volunteers. Every time we're out in public, we advertise it. It's in our newsletter, and we are working with AgeWell Kingston, as well as our New York Connects Long-Term Services and Support Council to help us the word out there that we need volunteers for the program. So we are actively trying to.
Not seeing like a trend in volunteers dropping off or anything like that?
No, no.
Cool. I'm very interested in trends, as you can see. So.
No, the number of drivers are increasing, but now a lot of people are going away for vacations and stuff. So it's, you know.
So the drivers are volunteers.
Correct.
So what's the funding for?
So we also have volunteer schedulers in our office. And then there's a coordinator who does get paid through JFS to coordinate the program. They get paid for administration because they have to, take in the applications, and they have to make sure they do the background check, which they get reimbursed for, the driver abstracts. They have to process all the paperwork, and then each month they have to commit, they have to do payroll to pay them. And they have to go through all their mileage sheets to make sure that the mileage is correct in that. So it's like administrative. And then the background checks, and we pay mileage to the volunteer drivers, 50 cents per mile.
Oh, okay. Great. Yep. That makes a lot of sense. And the coordinator is a part-time role, and it just flexes up with the demand.
It's a part-time through JFS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So they're increasing the demand of the coordinator, and the mileage reimbursement is increasing because we're driving more miles.
Correct. Yeah. It's mostly mileage increase. Yeah.
Do you anticipate increasing, like requesting that this budget be increased next year in next year's county budget?
Probably. Well, I don't know because I that would have to be a fiscal question with our fiscal department. But I know that probably for the next year's budget, we are going to have to do a new contract on that, so it'll be discussed at that time.
And when does this contract reset?
January.
Okay, so we're is it I mean it's July. So we're basically at the halfway mark of the
Correct.
year. So this seems like we're very much outpacing budget for this. I mean, it's not a large amount of money, but I just want to make sure that we're serving people well. And I know that we are.
Yes,
But I'm
yeah.
just trying to understand it.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Great. Any other questions from anyone? All right. Well, then I'll call the question. All those in Oh, actually, no, I'll entertain a motion to adopt. Moved by legislator Collins, seconded by legislator Harmon. All those in favor? Any opposed? All right. Resolution 344. Oh, and by the way, Deputy Director, if you, I think this is your only resolution here, if you didn't want to stay for the rest of it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Not that you want to go outside right now, but. All right. Resolution 344, approving the execution of a contract for $90,000 entered into by the county with Children's Home of Wyoming Conference, Department of Social Services. And Commissioner Iposi,
So
your
this
deputy
is
director.
our youth support program. It used to be under a YAP, Youth Advocates Program, but it went out to RFP this year, and Children's Home of Wyoming won that RFP. It's for children usually 14 to 18, 21, but we actually have a couple of kids that are 12 and 13 that they're working with. And it's to give them opportunities to be mentored, to kind of learn life skills. They have a program where they'll work with employers and they'll do like a 3 month support. They'll pay the employers through the employers, they'll pay the child's the adolescent's weekly income or whatever. And then hopefully it works out well where after 3 months the adolescent can stay with that individual employer and just be paid through that, us coming out of it. It's through the STSJP, this one is, and the other one is through Raise the Age. There's two of them. And it's just how we get reimbursed from the state. And it's to prevent kids from getting in trouble with the juvenile justice system. So, I mean, it has to be broken up two different ways because of the way the two programs run for us for reimbursement and how to submit it,
So
claims.
344 and 345, same services, different funding source.
Yes, and
Okay.
it's really a claiming. The state has us claim differently on each one of them.
And is that based on like the individuals that are served certain like on a per
Based
individual
on their
basis?
age, really. So
Okay.
the second one, Raise the Age, has to do with really 16 and 17 year olds and keeping them away from the adolescent offender or the more serious crimes that they can do. So they have to be identified for that program and then we claim differently.
Any questions from the committee? Right, cool. Well, then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 344. Moved by Legislator Harmon, seconded by Legislator Corcoran. All those in favor? Any opposed? All right. Resolution 345, approving the execution of a contract for $90,000 entered into by the county with Children's Home of Wyoming Conference through the Department of Social Services. And so this is the same thing. You just explained it. Is there anything more to add?
Sure. So it's almost like the easiest way, it's a peer, almost like a peer advocate. We have a contract with United Way through Coordinated Children's Services. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped ahead.
Oh yeah, no, this is the exact same one, just with the raise the age money.
Same
Yeah,
one.
right?
Yeah, I was
Just
at
totally.
346.
I was gonna say
Sorry.
when I said, "Is there anything more to add?" And you were like, "Yes." And I was like, "Why didn't you say it
It's
last
been a
week?"
long week.
It's okay. It's okay. It's Friday, so
Okay.
it is like Friday for some people. I'm gonna work. I'm probably gonna work tomorrow, but anyway, 344. Moved by Legislator Collins. 345. I need a motion for 345. Moved by Legislator Corcoran. Seconded, sorry, Legislator McCullough. Seconded by Legislator Collins. It's the storm is zapping us all. So we've got a motion. We've got a second. All those in favor? Great. So that is 345. That's approved. 346. approving the execution of a contract amendment for $70,359 entered into by the county with United Way of Ulster County, Inc. through the Department of Social Services. Deputy Commissioner Wood.
Okay, so through Coordinated Children's Services, which is our mental health clinic that we partner with DSS and OMH, we contract with United Way. We have a lovely woman named Jamila who is a full-time staff member through the United Way, situated at Coordinated Children's Services. And it is, she's like a peer mentor. She will work with families, get them housing, work with parents. She transports them to employment until we can get the transportation up and running. So that's, she's there to help those families, things that caseworkers don't have the time to do. And it's, like I said, we contract with United Way for that program.
All right, any questions from the committee? All right, then I'll entertain a motion to adopt 346. Moved by Legislator Corcoran, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All those in favor? Any opposed? All right. So the next five resolutions are all inflationary support from OASIS and OMH. How would folks feel about blocking them? And I'll feed you the motion, but do we feel comfortable about doing that? I'm seeing a lot of nodding. All right, so I will entertain a motion to block resolutions 347, 348, 349, 350, and 351. All right, moved by Legislator Harmon, seconded by Legislator Corcoran. All right, so these are, so on the block, on the act of blocking them, all in favor? Any opposed? All right, so these are now all blocked. And I'm assuming, Commissioner McDonald, is there anything to add?
No, it's just recognition from our state office partners that there's inflation and trying to be able to make sure that they're being responsive to our community-based partners.
Great. All right. Any questions from the committee? All right. Crazy to think that there's still inflation. I thought it was solved. Any questions from the committee? I'll entertain a motion to adopt the block of resolutions moved by legislator. I saw Legislator McCullough's hand first, and Legislator Collins is going to get the second. All those in favor? Any opposed? All right. Our last resolution, Resolution 352, approving the execution of a contract for $50,000 entered into by the county with Lexington Center for Recovery through the Department of Mental Health. And Commissioner McDonald, if you would give us some background.
Sure. The Lexington Center for Recovery was awarded a SAMHSA grant. I want to say it was like 4 years ago, if not longer than that, to be able to do a satellite in Ulster County. They have a presence in Dutchess, Westchester, Rockland. And because of our need in Ulster County, they were awarded the grant. It took many years in site selection, which is why we're just now entertaining this contract. But we're successful, and they found a site in Stone Ridge. They are ready to open. This will help support the satellite. It'll be smaller than the larger methadone clinic that's run by Health Alliance, but at least it's in a different area of the county that will allow for opening access to other individuals that require methadone treatment. We're really excited. It's about expanding access.
Great. Legislator Collins.
Do we know how many people it can treat? Do we have a ballpark of how many people will be able to be treated at the site?
My understanding, it's between 150 and 200 per year. I'm hoping that I'm citing the correct amount, but it's definitely smaller as opposed to Health Alliance that's expecting to go up to 500.
Great. And any other questions? All right, then I'll entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 352. All right, moved by Legislator Collins, seconded by Legislator Harmon. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that is approved. There is no additional new business. There is no old business. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Legislator Harmon, seconded by Legislator Corcoran. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.